Hello everyone, Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com here. Welcome to part 7 of our 2018 AVN Awards podcast series, where we take a closer look at the AVN Awards, all of its categories and nominees. As I said, I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com, an adult film critic for better than 20 years now. Been voting in this awards for about a dozen years. In case you haven't listened to the other podcasts, I consider it a great honor and have a lot of fun with these. Before we get started, I do apologize for the throat clearing. I am a little sick. I do want to say that I welcome all of your feedback. In fact, I've got an open, couple of open social media windows here for any questions or comments. But drop me a line, Rog at RogerReviews.com or RogerTPipe over on Twitter or Facebook, and let me know what you would like to talk about. If you'd like to have any comments about the podcast, what I'm doing with it, nominees you think should get some play, whatever you'd like to talk about, try and keep it positive because that's what we're trying to do here. If you want to follow along, avn.com/awards/awards/nominees. We're almost halfway down. We're going to start with the best new imprint. Do want to mention a couple more times, sponsorship is available. For $100, I will mention your business, website, whatever you'd like at the beginning and end of each podcast. Also put up links on all the link pages on Roger Views, as well as on the individual pages here, links on YouTube videos, wherever this podcast is, we will broadcast your business like this. IAFD.com for all of your adult needs. Go there for adult star birthdays, scene pairings, full filmographies, and tens of thousands of adult reviews, including mine. They are fantastic people, been friends of mine since before I got started in this, so check them out. All right, if you want to follow along, best new imprint. this is obviously a new brand or line that comes out, and they want to recognize it. American Honey, Analyzed, Atomic Media, Anatomic Media, Babe, B-A-E-B, Blackmail.com, Emerald Triangle Girls, Evil Angel Films, Family Hookups, Gender X, Hussy Auditions, Kinky Spa, Lesbian X, Pure Taboo, Swallowed.com, and Women by Julia Ann. In looking at this, when voting, would I vote for the best quality productions or the best brand recognition? Because those might be two different things. The Women by Julia Ann stuff that Girlfriends put out is very good. It's also did a good job of marketing it, so that one might score twice. Swallowed did a nice job. That's some good stuff. Lesbian X would be tough to beat because it high profile. They got the Tory Black comeback scene, and it's really good. Blackmail.com, Evil Angel did a really nice job of publicizing that, I think, and it's good stuff as well. Best new series. So Best Imprint is more like a company or a brand. Best New Series is the actual product. So I suppose, well, we can take a look, you guys. Best Imprint. Let's see what it says. Now that I've already talked about it, way to do your research there. Let's take a look. For Best Imprint, they want Most Outstanding Production Company or Label Debut During the Eligibility Period. Okay, so that would be an entire company. All right, that makes sense. So it would be a combination, I think, of marketing and the actual product. Or Best New Series would be the product itself. Anal Fuck Dolls from Analyze. So, okay, Analyze has several different lines. That works. Daughter Swap from Team Skeet. Down to Fuck a Stranger from Mofos. Dream Pairings Girls Way. That's really good, by the way. If you like just well-shot lesbian sex. Dread from Jules Jordan. Huge for lots of reasons. Faithfully Unfaithful from Peter North. I've watched a couple of those titles. That's a nice, interesting sort of hot wife play. Interracial Cuckold from She Will Cheat. Interracial Family Needs from Sweet Sinner. My Sexy Little Sister, Digital Sin. Rub, Lick, and Suck My Wet Pussy from Reality Kings. Sex on Trains, Lethal Hardcore. Sin's Life Sex Tour from Sin's Life, Jules Jordan. A Treat Story from Twisties. And Young and Beautiful from Vixen. I like the Young and Beautiful series. I don't know that it stands out from the other series from Vixen because they all have the same feel. But it doesn't have to stand out. It's just the best series. And consistently, the stuff in Young and Beautiful series is fantastic. The Dread series is fun. Obviously, if you've been following Jules Jordan a long time, it looks a lot like the Mandingo stuff that he shoots. Jules has a style, and he shoots it, and he has great female talent. That's a really good series as well. I really enjoy the Metro stuff, the She Will Cheat stuff. It's nicely set up, well shot, and usually has some good stuff there. All right, we are going to go ahead and skip Best New Starlet because I'm going to go ahead and do the big awards in the final podcast. So we'll skip that and go down to Best Niche Movie. Now, this is one of those where they combine a number of categories and I don't want to call them fetishes, best niches. Niche? Best niche series, best niche movie. We get them both. So the definition, as we go here to Best Niche Movie, fetish-themed title of any type not specified to another category. So if there's not a category covered, this is your catch-all. These are always really tough for me. And if you've listened to the podcast series, you know that this is sort of an issue that I bring up. I don't know how we can fix it. I really think now it comes down to personal preference when you combine genres and combine niches. Example, here we go. Black Meat, White Feet from Dog Fart. Interracial Footplay, Come Deep In Me from Kelly Madison, that's Cream Pie, Come Inside Me 3, same thing, Daddy Likes Him Fatty, so that's a BBW line, Gotta Fuck 'Em All from Adult Source Media, that's actually an anime, Horny Grannies Love to Fuck 11, that's an older woman beyond MILF, Internal Love 2, Jim Powers Bukkake, that's a totally different genre, Mean Ebony Face Sitters, so the femdom stuff is in here, Pregnant and Pounded, so Pregnant, Pregnant Pussy 4, Squirt or Die, so now you're looking at squirting stuff, Squirtaholic, Super Squirt 7, and Way Over 60. So we have, in this category, we have Footplay, we have Cream Pies, we have BBWs, we have Anime, we have Beyond MILF, we have Bukkake, we have Femdom, we have Pregnant, we have Squirting. So there's 9 different niches in one category, and I think it's really hard for critics to not weigh their ballot in such a way that, let's say, I don't like squirting, but I do like cream pies. Well, then those movies are probably going to get higher on my ballot, regardless of how good or bad they are. Now, in this instance, I always try and watch them all and try and judge them, but it's really difficult because I'm not really into foot movies. The best foot movie is not going to score as well as something that I might like a little better. So I think it's tough. I've seen a couple of these. In terms of production value, Come Inside Me 3 is from Blacked. So in addition to being a niche movie, it's a really well-shot interracial movie with a great cast. Compare that to an anime movie or, you know, a Pregnant and Pounded where you're looking at some pro-am pregnant performers. It's a tough thing for them to do. Squirtaholic from New Sensations. Super Squirt from Elegant Angel. So you're looking at some heavy hitters there. And I think sometimes it makes it tough. I don't have a solution, so it's not a complaint. I just think it's an interesting discussion for us to have. How do we do that? And that's one of the things that makes this task that AVN gives itself every year so daunting. And as painstaking as the voting is sometimes, getting us to this list is really the huge mountain, and they do a fantastic job. Best niche series, same thing. Asiani's Iron Girls, that's muscle girl stuff. Barefoot Confidential, that's one of the longest running best foot series ever. The Bigger They Come is a BBW line. Cuck 'Em All from Devil's Films. Cuckold Sessions from Dog Fart. They've been shooting that stuff for a long time. Again, Kick-Ass has Come Eating Cuckolds. Device Bondage from Kink. Extreme Plumpers. Femdom Ass Worship from Mean Bitches. That's some really good stuff. I end up reviewing it, and by the end of 2 hours, I'm a little burnt out on the niche aspect of it, but it's good stuff, and I know people who love it really love it. Hogtied from Kink, My First Cream Pie, Team Skeet, Please Come Inside Me from Porn Pros, Scary Harry from ATK, Squirt for Me, Hard X, and Superiority Complex from Mean Bitches. Again, what if you really like hairy women? Well, there's one in that category, and that moves to the top. And it is important to note, again, those of you who've listened know this already, it's a weighted ballot. So 15 points for first, 14 for second, on down. So if you, for example, hate bondage, this category is going to be tough for a movie like Hogtied from Kink, which is really good, to get very high on your ballot. I think probably the reasoning here is over the course of everybody's ballot, it's going to balance itself out, and quality will rise to the top. Again, you got some big companies in here, Kink, Jules Jordan, Hard X, the squirting movie. So it'll be interesting. That would be a hard one for me to handicap. I'm curious. We might do a little deep dive into some numbers and see statistically, do foot movies do better than femdom movies or whatever. Okay, best non-sex performance. If you bet that James Bartolet would be on this list, you win. Of course, he's on every year. Tori Avano from Extradition. James Bartolet from Exposed. He did a good job in that movie. James is good. He's really good. That movie, he did a really nice job. That was a good movie with Asa Akira. Frank Buchwald from Bad Babes. Again, Frank's in a ton of movies as well. Dick Chibbles in Vendetta. J. Crew Unbridled. Brock Doom in The Candidate. Fitzgerald, Consequences of a Kiss. Lucas Frost from Snapshot. Another pretty good movie. Ivan from Viking Girls Gone Horny. Ivan's great. Carl Johnson in Inconvenient Mistress. Bree Mills in Fantasy Factory. Matt Slayer in Jews Love Black Cock. Kyle Stone, Conflicted. Sarah Vendela, Bad Babes. And Dana Vespoli in Buck Angel Superstar. Have not seen all of them. I love Ivan. He's awesome in everything. Really liked Bartolet's performance in Exposed. I think he's got a chance to win another one of these. He's probably got more than just about anybody, I would imagine. I'm tempted to vote for Sarah Vendela because she was very good, but the fact that you put her in a non-sex role in anything just seems like a huge waste of her talent. Let her act and fuck. That's your best bet. But she was really good too. I think we'll go ahead and call it there for this one. I'm really feeling like I need to go cough for about an hour. Thank you for tuning in. Again, sponsorships are available. I will plug your website, your favorite performer, whatever you'd like to do. Will not plug anybody on this ballot, but hey, there's fan voting coming up. If you want to sponsor someone for the fan voting, we'll be happy to do that. Raj at RogerViews.com, Roger T. Pipe on Twitter, Facebook. Any feedback you want to give is fantastic. Appreciate it all. And again, sponsorships are $100 for the next 2 months, and half of that goes to a great cause, Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's. So I hope you're all having a wonderful holiday. Thank you for taking time to listen to this, and I apologize for my voice. I will try and drink some hot tea and maybe do a little better on the next one. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.